Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. We always are trying to share with you guys individuals that are not only being able to walk in their own passion and purpose, but have been able to share that with the world and definitely seen the response to it. Our next guest is someone who knows what that feels like. Carmen Lundy is making her first appearance on our program today. She's a celebrated jazz singer that has so many different gifts, but music is one that people have definitely got to know her for. She's celebrating the release of a brand new project coming out this month called Soul to Soul. And if you guys have not heard about it, we'll be telling you a little bit later how you can stay connected with Carmen, as well as, of course, be able to get the album yourself at the end of the month. Ms. Lundy, thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate you being on with us.
Hey, Cyrus. Thanks so much.
You know, the great thing about you that I noticed when I was prepping for this segment, and we can kind of begin here, is that it is very obvious that you love what you do. I mean, it's one thing for people to kind of, you know, by rote just do something. But it's very obvious through the songs, especially the passion you put into your music, that this is something that you love. What has it been like for you to know that there are people out there literally around the world that love your music just as much?
Well, that's great to know. It feels like I'm very fortunate to have pursued my love, as you call, as you describe my connection to the work, to pursue that and have the audience embrace it at the same time. It's great. I mean, I fell in love with music as a child, like so many of us have, certainly. And I think that I made a decision and was encouraged by that decision rather than being discouraged. I think that made a huge difference, that I had great teachers who recognized that I had a love of this special gift called music. And I was encouraged to pursue that by my family as well as my teachers.
Wow. And that support definitely means so much. I know it has meant a lot in my own life, Ms. Lundy, and I know it means a lot for our listeners out there as well. You know, when it comes to, though, you know, projects like what you're releasing this month, Soul to Soul, I think that is really the key. The title of this album really kind of says what you've been able to do, really to be able to reach a person from the inside. Do you think that is really the key for you, that you have been able to, through your gift, been able to reach the heart and get people to really feel something?
Yeah, that's the beauty of the sound of music, and I think that I've observed audiences around the world, and I find that we most want that melody, we want to be reassured, and I think we also want to connect with the artists who are making the music.
Right.
It's a give and take, you know. You can't just go on stage and expect for people to just kind of, you know, get it sometimes. I think that it's really an effort on the part of myself, my musicians, all of us coming together to kind of do something. I think it's why they call it In Concert, you know, that we are literally as performers and as listeners in concert with the music. So that's something that I've discovered is a constant. It's from one performance situation to the next. There's no real set of a formula that is absolutely going to work. So you're always putting yourself out there, particularly when you're an artist like myself who's presenting so much original material. You really want to connect the first time, and that keeps me very inspired and very motivated.
Yeah. Do you think part of the key to your career and the journey you've been able to have in music, Ms. Lundy, has been the fact that, and I think the reason why you've been, you know, been able to do what you've done for so long is a consistency. You have consistently been this artist that tries to put out music that not only means something that, to you, but you believe will mean something to the listener too.
Absolutely. I've dedicated my life to it. You know, the genre of music that I've been exposed to has been primarily jazz, but, you know, being brought up with the rock and roll era, the R&B era, the even the some of the tail end of what we call the classical era in modern music, all those things have shaped me and influenced me, and I've learned a lot from other people's music as well, and there's so many examples and influences, and you really got to just go out there and take the risk and hope that people will support you, and you'll ultimately communicate your feelings.
Right. Exactly. I love the fact that you say about taking risk. I think for anyone who has a goal or a dream or a desire, I think that really is the key to be able to step outside of your comfort zone. Have you gotten used to the idea, though, especially in the world that we live in today, that your music is literally able to be heard around the world? Is that something that has kind of sunk in for you that because of technology especially, that is now the case?
That is awesome. I think it's fantastic. If I could transport my energy, my musical energy, through the airwaves anywhere on the planet that will receive that, I'm thrilled for that.
Yeah.
I mean, then the fun part is trying to get to all those people all over the world.
Right. You know, it's funny you said that because I know that with this new project, Soul to Soul, I noticed on your website, karmalundi.com, which we'll be giving out a little bit later as well, that you have some great appearances that are coming up, I think, beginning
That's right.
of October. So you'll be able to meet these fans. You know, I have heard people say, music is not one of my gifts, Ms. Lundy, so that's not something that I know personally what it feels like. But I've heard artists say, and even heard authors when they come on this program talk about, that the process can sometimes be lonely because you're so in it yourself. But when you're able to share it with the world, when they're able to get it, when they're able to hear it, to see you up on that stage or to kind of have that connection, it definitely means something different. So when you have people come to you and tell you what your music made them feel and what it made them see or even consider, how does that feel? And is that a part of your feeling as though you're doing exactly what you're supposed to with that gift?
I think it has to do with all of us really wanting to make a contribution at the end of the day to society and to kind of lift yourself up in the process. And I think that effort to as we go out into the world, to make that effort, because I think it is an effort personally, to really connect with people, to show a kind of a consideration and kindness. There's a lyric in one of my songs called, it goes like, when you give a smile to someone, they will know you care, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's what I want to do. I think I want to at least allow for the space where you can kind of see yourself in the music or see yourself in the song, whether it's you like the groove or you like the lyrics or you like the melody or whatever it is, that somebody you go, you know what, I can actually see myself doing this song, you know.
Right.
Whether it's in the shower or in your head or whatever. But I think we're the soul-to-soul idea is really that thing that we look for with most people that we connect with on a daily basis. And I think strangers become friends that way.
Yeah, I think that is so true. I think that's a great segue into Soul to Soul. The single that we're going to be listening to is actually one that we chose because it's featured on your website. I wanted to create that synergy there with your website at karmalundi.com. And that is the single Grace. What can you tell us about this single?
Well, that's I love that song, Grace. It features the voice of the South African vocalist Simpiwe Dana. We collaborated on this piece. She speaks and sings some of the lyrics in her native tongue, which is pronounced Xhosa. We are singing about the journey of a people, and we found a way to convey that as individuals and as a collective mind. I think you just can't resist that song. There's something very haunting and hypnotic about Grace. When you listen to it, you'll see what I mean. I think the images were so strong after, we got to the end of the line with the recording process. So many images came up for me that I was inspired to kind of create a video of what that journey was like for Simpiwe and myself as women and people of African descent. And I just think that you're going to really love that song. It seems to really... I don't know, there's something magical about it.
Yeah. Well, for those who have not visited Carmen's website, we definitely encourage you to do that. There you can hear some of the singles from that album, again, called Soul to Soul, coming out this month. But before that, if you have not had a chance to hear it, here is Grace. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Carmen right after this.
With our hands to the ground, amazing grace. have died, oh, so low. Did I hang under the bridge? Why they were calling me why for not amazing grace? Becomes my enemy. My enemy from the birth.
Everybody, that was Grace from, of course, Carmen Lundy's upcoming release, Soul to Soul, that's coming out later on this month. We actually are speaking with Ms. Lundy for the first time on our program today, not only about her journey as an artist, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. You know, I think, you know, with this upcoming release, it says something else. Of course, the title is called Soul to Soul, Ms. Lundy, but I think it also shows, and this song is a perfect example of that with Grace, about how music is that thing that can really reach you no matter where you are, no matter what your skin color, no matter where you live in the world. Do you think that is part of the power that music has?
Oh, yes, of course. I think it's the one, it's like its own little ambassadorial thing. You know, music has changed. I think it's allowed cultures to really be kind of blended in a way. I think the whole combination of sounds that we've been, that create America, the kinds of cultures that have now are we redefining who we are?
Right.
I think all of those things are expressed in our music, and we all kind of get to explore and grow with artists of our times and kind of be a part of you know, we're telling your story, too. We're telling our story,
right,
and we're telling yours as we write it and create new music for the public to enjoy.
And that is one of the great things that we're able to enjoy thanks to artists like yourself. Again, everyone, Carmen Lundy has been our guest. She's not only a jazz vocalist, but an individual that definitely puts her all into the music that she creates. The new project, Soul to Soul, is coming out later on this month, so make sure you guys make plans to get it for yourself. That's Tuesday, September the 23rd. You can stay connected with Ms. Lundy on her website at carmenlundy.com, and there you can also find her where she'll be online as far as social media goes, but also her in-person appearances as well. All of that is listed right there on the main page. And you can also get more teasers from the album Soul to Soul that, again, is coming out. Ms. Lundy, it really has been a pleasure speaking with you today. I'm so excited that you were able to join us, and I hope you'll come back. We'd love to share with you again.
I feel very honored to have spoken with you today. Thank you very much.
Well, look, I appreciate that. The honor is definitely all mine, and we thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of our program. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the show, don't worry. Thanks to our online partners, you guys can catch the entire show completely for free just a few moments after we go off the air, and we've done you guys a favor. We actually tagged Ms. Lundy both on Facebook and Twitter to make it easy for you guys to find her pages. So you can head over to our page at facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Again, Ms. Lundy's new album, Soul to Soul, is coming out on Tuesday, September the 23rd. Stay connected with her website at carmenlundy.com for all the details, as well as to be able to preview some of the songs and to watch that video that she mentioned for that single, Grace. A really powerful video, really powerful song. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.